Chapter 3.
My son, do not forget my teaching, and may your heart observe my commandments, because they will add many days and years of life and peace to you. Do not let loyal love and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and good insight in the eyes of God and man. Trust in Jehovah with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways take notice of Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not become wise in your own eyes. Fear Jehovah and turn away from bad. It will be a healing to your body and refreshment for your bones. Honor Jehovah with your valuable things, with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your storehouses will be completely filled, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of Jehovah, and do not loathe His reproof. For those whom Jehovah loves, He reproves, just as a father does a son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who acquires discernment. To gain it is better than gaining silver, and having it as profit is better than having gold. It is more precious than corals. Nothing you desire can compare to it. Long life is in its right hand. Riches and glory are in its left hand. Its ways are pleasant, and all its paths are peaceful. It is a tree of life to those who take hold of it, and those who keep firm hold of it will be called happy. Jehovah founded the earth in wisdom. He solidly established the heavens in discernment. By His knowledge, the watery deeps were split apart, and the cloudy skies dripped with dew. My son, do not lose sight of them. Safeguard practical wisdom and thinking ability. They will give you life and be an adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way in safety, and your foot will never stumble. When you lie down, you will have no fear. You will lie down, and your sleep will be pleasant. You will not fear any sudden terror, nor the storm that is coming on the wicked. For Jehovah will prove to be your source of confidence. He will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom you should give it, if it is within your power to help. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go away, come back later, I will give it to you tomorrow," if you can give it now. Do not plot harm against your neighbor when he lives in a sense of security with you. Do not quarrel with a man for no reason if he has done nothing bad to you. Do not envy the violent man, nor choose any of his ways. For Jehovah detests a devious person, but His close friendship is with the upright. The curse of Jehovah is on the house of the wicked one, but He blesses the home of the righteous. For He mocks those who ridicule, but He shows favor to the meek. The wise will inherit honor, but the stupid ones glorify dishonor.